The Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis raises the issue of Smichas Geula L'Tfila, and specifically Smichas Geula L'Tfila at night. So I just wanted to speak out a couple of the inyanim related to this topic of Smichas Geula L'Tfila, and specifically that at night. So as we know, the Gemara has a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Do we require Smichas Geula L'Tfila at night? And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that we do require Smichas Geula L'Tfila at night. So the Gemara goes further to ask, well, if it's so that we have to have Smichas Geula L'Tfila at night, why then do we allow the saying of Hashkivenu, the Chacham or Mesakein, that you're supposed to say Hashkivenu after Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, Kevin the Tiknu Rabban Hashkivenu ki Geula Arichta Damya, that since the Chachamim were Misakin Hashkivenu, that is like a Geula Arichta. Now the term Geula Arichta requires some explanation. We'll maybe deal with that a little bit later. But for now, we'll just focus in on what Tosfos raises. Tosfos over here, once they say, so there is an inyan of Smichas Geula Tfila at night, And Hashkivenu is like a Geula Arichta. But Tosfos says, but the Gemara makes no mention of Yiru Einenu Upsukim Achirim Achar Hashkivenu. Now we call that Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen. Now if you look at the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen, that's what Tosfos means by Psukim Achirim. And he highlights Yiru Einenu, as which in our Siddurim is the final paragraph. So in Tosfos' view, it says Tosfos is asking, why is it that we say these psukim if they're not mentioned in the Gemara at all? So Tosfos has one approach. Nira hol v'takinu luhu rabbanu havelei ki geula arichta v'takinu lo marzeh shebetok sheikach yispal chaver gam hu v'lo yetze yelech mibeis haknesses ad sheigmor kolecha tfilasa. So he says, because the whole idea must be a Geula Arichta as well, because there was a good reason why it was Nitkan. It was due to the fact that we don't want the guy to have to leave Shul by himself and walk home all alone. Rather, it was put in there sort of as a buffer so that someone who came late to Shul or someone who was in the middle of davening still while everybody else was finishing up, so the rest of the tzibur would say, Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen, and that way this guy could go through Birchas Kriya Shema and skip that part and make it to the Shemoneh Esrei together with everybody else, and then they would all finish at the same time. And then Tosfos adds in a second point, V'gam yesh ba'osam psukim yudches askaros kineged yudches brachos to Shemoneh Esrei. So he says, and also it has 18 mentions of Hashem's name, similar to the 18 brachos that are in the Shemoneh Esrei. Right, and then they threw in Yiru Einenu as a little bit of a chasima. So Tosfos' explanation for why they instituted Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen was so that everyone else could catch up. And he says that, so therefore that makes it kind of like a Geula Arichta. So it was allowing all of the people who came late to Shul to catch up and to make sure that they made it on time with the rest of the tzibur. Then he adds in, and also it's like a shtickle tefillah arichta because it has 18 mentions of Hashem's name. Rabbeinu Yonah has a little bit of a different reason. If you look in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, Beis Amud Beis, in the back of the Masechta, so he quotes from his Rebbe Rabbeinu Yonah that the reason for the minhag to say Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen is that originally, when they held Tfilas Arvis was a Rishus, so they didn't say Shmona Esrei. Rather, they said the Yudches Psukim that had the Yudches mentions of Hashem's name instead of the Yudches Brachos of Shmona Esrei. And then they would add in the Yiru Einenu at the end, and they would finish off with a Kaddish, and that would be their Shmona Esrei. They didn't say a full Shmona Esrei at Maariv in those days. And then, once they were koveya, that it's a chova to say Maariv, and they actually said a full Shmona Esrei, nevertheless, as the Lashon is, v'achar kach, afal pisha kavua chova, nishar hadavar kimo haminag. Right, so they left the minag the way it was. V'lo havi hafsaka ben gula tefila, kevin shemitchila daite dahachi kavua chova, lo mikre hafsaka. Since it was originally instituted with this in mind, so when they instituted that one has to daven the full Shemoneh Esrei for Maariv, they said we're going to keep it that way with the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, this is not going to be considered an interruption between the Geula and the Tefillah. That is the explanation of Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Rosh has a similar explanation, which neither, it's not exactly like Tosfos, not exactly like Rabbeinu Yonah, but we'll leave it out for now. We're trying to keep it brief over here. But Lemaisa, these are the two basic ideas. Number one, Tosfos says it was designed for people to be able to catch up so they could all daven and leave at the same time. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that this was instead of the actual Shmona Esrei that people would say because they held Tfilas Arvis was a Rishus. Now, prior to this explanation, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah quote that they wonder why you're allowed to say these psukim, and in on the way of describing this, so they say that the Vehave Hafsaka, isn't it not a Hafsaka? Umiktsas Achachamim Hayunim Naim Mila Omram. And some of the Chachamim used to refrain from saying these psukim, Vekachayim in Hago Shalmori Haramban. And this was the practice of the Ramban. Other Rishonim quote this as well in the name of the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, that he refrained from saying Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen as well. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So if you look in Simon Reish Lamed Vav, Se'if Beis, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein L'Saper Bein Geula De'Arvis L'Tvila, you should not speak out between Geula and Tvila even at Mariv, V'Afa Nogim Lomar, Yidches P'sukim V'Yeruei Neino, Ein L'Hafsik Bein Yeruei Neino L'Tvila. Even those who have the custom to say Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen, they should not speak out between the ending of that, meaning Yeruei Neino, and the Shmona Esrei. Okay, he has some exceptions in terms of announcing what there's going to be Yalav Yavo, etc. But we'll leave that for a different time. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're allowed to say it, but you shouldn't make any additional hafsakos. However, if you look there in the Taz, he quotes he quotes those days that one should not say it. He definitely doesn't seem to want to overrule the Shulchan Aruch on this, but he does point out the dissenting viewpoint. And if you look in the Bir Agra, he quotes Aratosus, Dalet Amud Beis, and then he writes, look in the Taz, Das Rashbam V'Haramban Iker. So he says, and in the Gra's opinion, the Iker Psak is that of the Rashbam and the Ramban, that one should not be saying Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen. This is mainly why, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, that you will not find people saying Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen. Some suggest it's based on the fact that they were never misaken it in Eretz Yisrael. This is something that developed later only in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore when you went back to Eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to say it. But most likely the real reason why no one in Eretz Yisrael says it nowadays is that many of those who came on Aliyah in the early 1800s were Talmidim of the Gra, and they picked up some practices from the Gra. And one of them was that he did not say Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen, although it is written that in his own minyan, everyone else at the minyan did say it. He himself did not say it, but he waited for everyone else in the minyan to say it. In addition, the Kaddish that's said after Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen, that would be questionable as well. Why are you allowed to say a Kaddish at that point? Probably those who refrain from saying the entire thing would also refrain from saying the Chatzi Kaddish. They would just say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad and then go straight into the Shemona Esrei. It's for this reason that Rav Shechter records that Rav Soloveitchik's practice was when answering the Kaddish, you shouldn't answer any more than is absolutely necessary. So you should skip those things that are mitam minhag. So you should really only answer Amen Yeheshme Rabbah and Amiram Bialamavim Ru Amen. Shouldn't answer any additional Amens or Brichu because those are mitam minhag, and the problem of being a mafsek between Gula and Tvila would override that particular minhag. So again, those who are makbid, like the Shita of the Gra, should understand that that's where it's coming from, that one should not say Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen because of the fact that it might constitute a hefsik between Geula and Tefillah. That's what we're refraining from it for. So what sometimes you see is that people in shul will skip Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen and then they'll go walk around the shul or look in a sefer or talk even, but that is obviously extremely counterintuitive to this idea, that the whole idea is that you want to minimize the hefsek, so you should stand ready to daven Shmona Esrei and minimize the any possible hefsik that will exist. Meaning you're so machmira for smichas gula tefila, you shouldn't be doing anything else after you finish hashkivenu, which is the gula richta, you're getting ready to daven shmon esrei, so you have to be careful not to do anything else in between. Now, another little bit of a tarti de sasri that people get involved with is that they'll hold, like the Shita Zagra, that we don't say Baruch Hashem Olam Amen, but then they'll say Vishamru on Shabbos, and they'll say Vaidabra Moshe, and they'll say Tikku Bachode Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Kibi Yom Hazeh, on Maariv of Yom Kippur. So this is really a stira in the way people practice, because on one end you have this idea that we don't institute later practices that are not mentioned in the Gemara because it's a hefsik between the Gula and the Tefila, and yet they're saying all these extra psukim that seem to be a hefsik. So. And in fact, the concept of Vishamru, etc., is not mentioned. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in El Shabbos, Reish Samach Zayin, Seif Gimel, there is no mention of saying Vishamru. However, it is mentioned in the tour. It is brought in the tour that there is a minhag to say it, and the tour has a little bit of a reason, Al Pi Drush, that he says that why is this considered not a hefsik? Because it's like a geula arichta. It's considered that if the Jewish people would just keep the Shabbos, they would keep, then the geula would come. So therefore, talking about Shmir Shabbos is like a geula arichta. Okay, it's a good vart. But again, if you, the Gra himself was certainly makbid not to say Vishamru or any of these psukim. So if you're going to hold that way, so then you have to be consistent and not say any of those psukim. Although I heard recently a very good achronisha explanation for why this is, because if you look back in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Vav Beis that we were quoting before, so I glossed over it, but I said maybe we'll come back to it that he said, I'll read from the Mechaber's continuation. Umihu, Masha Machriz, Shliach Tzibur, Rosh Chodesh, Bein Kadosh L'Tfilas Arvis, Lo Have Hefsik. That which the Shliach Tzibur mentions that you're going to have to say Yalav Yavo after he finishes Kaddish, that's not called an interruption. Kevin Shu Tzorech HaTfila. Right? Since you, it's considered necessary for the Tfila, and it's not really considered a Hefsik. So that's basically the idea that you are allowed to announce Yalav Yavo so people don't forget to say it in their Shmon Esrei, and it's a Tzorech HaTfila, so that's not considered Hefsik Bein Geula L'Tfila of Marv. You wouldn't be allowed to do that at Shacharis because we're a little more machmir about the Geula L'Tfila there, because it's the Iker Geula L'Tfila, but Marv, we also want Smichas Geula L'Tfila, so therefore, but we do allow for these minor interruptions if they are at Tzorech of the Tefillah. So some Achronim want a taina that these psukim that we say, they're not really an interruption, because the whole reason we're saying Vishamru is to remind everyone to say the Shabbos Shmon Esrei and not to say the weekday Shmon Esrei. And this whole reason we say Vaidaber is to remind them to say the Shalosh Regalim Shmon Esrei, etc., etc. So if you want to suggest that is the logic behind saying these psukim, then I think that you could argue that even within the Shita of the Mechaber, it's not considered a hefsik. Would it not be considered a hefsik according to the Gra? I don't know. It's hard to say. Probably it still would be considered a hefsik because he doesn't even allow for Baruch Hashem Olam Amen, which the Mechaber does seem to allow for. But nevertheless, you could argue that even the Gra would allow it under these circumstances. It's hard, I can't say for sure, but if you read, it's not mashma one way or the other in the Bira Gra, Lefi Anias Daiti. But nevertheless, it's important to keep this in mind that really the Minhag Yisrael is to say it, and if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael or if you're a person who follows many Shitas of the Gra, then a person should not be mafsik, but he should be careful about the inyanim of the hefsik, in addition to just not saying it. Now, one last point: the Ramah here brings up the idea of standing for Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen. That's also quoted in the Nosei Kelim on the Rush. I don't remember exactly in the Madani Yantav, I think, but it quotes this idea in the commentary on the Rush. And certainly, those who suggest that the Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen, like the Rush and Rabbein Yonah, that it used to be in place of Shmona Esrei. So just like when you say Shmona Esrei, you should stand. So you should also stand when you say this. So that is the recommendation of the Ramah, that it's a good minhag to stand for these psukim, However, the Taz here quotes a suggestion that maybe nowadays it's better to sit. Why? Because it used to be in the place of Shmon Esrei. Now we have the real Shmon Esrei. So if you're going to say the real Shmon Esrei, you shouldn't stand for the old replacement, because that would be confusing to people, and they're going to think that you're really saying this instead of the Shmon Esrei. You're giving an undue amount of chashivas to this particular paragraph, and thus better to sit and differentiate between the two. And if you look in one of the commentaries, the Magen Giborim, he just in the Elif LaMagen, he just writes, so don't be makbid on everything that you're going to do for Shmon Esrei. Lashon is Val Kol Panim Ein Lamod Upanav El Hakir Kedei Laharos Shein Zeh B'Makom Tefilas Yirchas. Don't stand and face the wall the way the Gemara says you should dafka try to face the wall when you daven Shmon Esrei, but you should be a little less makbid. So probably a way to have a nice compromise and fulfill the minig of the Ramah, and still follow after the shita of the Taz, is to stand up, but don't put your feet together. Stand up like you're standing up for Yishtabach or whatever else you would stand up for, without your feet together when you're davening. And that way you're standing as a zecher to the fact that it used to be instead of Shmon Esrei, but you're not putting your feet together and standing the way you would during Shmon Esrei, and that's you can be Mekayim both of the shitas.